Father, thank you for the Christmas story, but it's not a story. It's your real intervention to mankind and for mankind. Help us this morning as we go through the Christmas story that we would appreciate what has been done for us. Help the children to really see more of the depth of what it is that we celebrate. And we'll thank you for what you accomplished, for we pray in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask the question, why Christmas? Anybody know? Jesus' birthday. Good. And I'm going to start sharing with you the story found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And it says, in the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. And that's who Mr. John just sang about. A descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name." Can you tell me the name? Jesus. Do you know what Jesus means? The Old Testament name would have been Joseph. But do you know the meaning of those names, Joseph and Jesus? It means Savior. So maybe I'm going a little fast. Maybe in order for us to really understand that, maybe we ought to go way back to the beginning. Are you ready? Now hang on. We're going to warp through time. Have you ever done that before? So here we go. Hang on. Anybody dizzy? No? Well, we're going to go faster. Are you still doing okay? Hang on. We've got to get out of here before 11 o'clock, so we're going to warp through time, all right? And boom, we're there. We're back at a time before there was an earth, before there were stars, before there was anything except God. And way back in eternity past, God decided that he would create a world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And as God created, he made one planet that was special. This planet was called Earth. It's the planet that we live on. And in this wonderful planet that God created, he planted a garden. He made a garden. It was a perfect garden. It was a beautiful garden. And so he planted trees and grasses and the stars and moon and sun, and everything was just wonderful. And in that garden, he had birds of all different colors and different species. He also had animals. And then he even made fish. And so he was thinking about all of this. He was making this creation, and everything was beautiful and everything was good. And in this garden, he decided to create man. And he made man in his own image. Does anybody know why Adam's hiding behind the bush? Anybody know? Wesley? He doesn't have any clothes on. God created him naked, and now immediately our thoughts start going a little bit wild, but at this time there was no sin. Never would there have been an evil thought ever crossed Adam's mind. But God created Adam in his own image, and then he gave Adam the responsibility of naming the animals. And so Adam gave names to the cattle and the birds of the air and the beast, every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. He didn't have what? He didn't have a wife. And so God put Adam to sleep. And it said, the Lord God caused man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of man's ribs and closed up the place with the flesh. And what did he do with that rib? He made a woman. And the man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." You think the first thing he said when he saw her was, "Whoa, man." I don't know. But anyway, God created a helpmeet. And he placed them in this garden, and God had supplied everything that they would need. He said, of any fruit and vegetable you can eat. But there was one tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God said, you shall not eat. In fact, he said, the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And so man knew that he was supposed to obey God and not eat of this tree. Well, one day, Eve was in the garden, minding her own business, wandering around, looking at the beauty. And guess who showed up? The serpent showed up. And the serpent said, you don't really believe what God's telling you, do you? You know, the only reason he doesn't want you to eat of this tree is because he doesn't want you to be like him. And if you would eat of this tree, you would be like God. You would know right and wrong, good and bad. And Eve, she looked at the tree, and she thought it looked good. And the Bible says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it. And what did she do? She ate it. And she also gave to her husband, who was with her. And what did he do? Now God said, the day that you eat of it, you shall surely what? You shall surely die. Sin came into the world because they ate of the fruit. What happened was now they were separated from God. God would come into the garden and walk with them and talk with them, but now there was a separation, and they realized they were no longer pure. They realized that they had sinned. And so the first thing they did was made clothes to cover themselves. What do you see in that picture that don't look nice? Huh? Looks like a dead deer. And what killed that deer? That bobcat? That's a pretty big bobcat. But see, before sin, there was no death. Animals and people and everybody got along well. No one had to be afraid. But now that sin had come into the world, there was going to be death. And Adam and Eve were going to be reminded of that. God came down to the garden looking for Adam and Eve. But what were they doing? They were hiding. Why were they hiding? They were hiding in the trees because they knew that they had done what? They had sinned. They had sinned against God. And so God took upon himself to make a covering for man's sin. And so he killed the lamb, and he gave them clothes, and then he chased them out of the garden. And there was a curse that came with this. Did you know that when your mother gave birth to you, you brought pain to her? Now, you look like you're glad about that, Junior. like it was one way to get even with her. So God said every time a woman would give birth, she would be reminded of the sin that came into the world. And so there would be pain and discomfort that came with childbirth. With the man, God said it was going to be more difficult now to till the garden, that there would be weeds and thorns and thistles, and so it was going to be much more difficult. So not only did he bring a curse on man, and not only a curse on the woman, but remember who it was that tempted Eve? Who was that? The serpent. And God said to the serpent, there's a time coming when a woman is going to give birth to a man-child. And that one who is going to come will one day crush your head, but you shall bruise his heel. What's the prediction of? Well, we're going to go 4,000 years into the future. Are you ready? Hang on, here we go. Doesn't seem like we're going so fast, does it? But we really are. We're going through time, 4,000 years. And after 4,000 years, after the Garden of Eden, we come upon Mary. And this is what we were reading. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, what did he say to her? Don't be afraid. And then he told her how she was going to become pregnant. And she said, well, how can this be? I'm not married, and I don't have a relationship with a man like that. And he told her the miracle was going to happen, that she would become pregnant through the Holy Spirit, and she would give birth to who? Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Well, not only was this confusing to her, but as Mr. John just sang the song about Joseph, when he heard that Mary was pregnant, he knew that he couldn't take her to be his wife because she had sinned, at least in his mind. Have you ever known anybody to get pregnant without a man? No. So Joseph was going to put her away. But God came to the rescue and shared with Joseph and said to him, he was a righteous man, he wanted to put her away privately, but then the angel said, no, she is going to give birth to the Messiah, and you are going to be the boy's father. Well, it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Does anybody know what's going to happen there? Do you know? What's going to happen? Go ahead. What's going to happen while they're there? She's going to have a baby. So I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to read. So Joseph also, he went to the town of Nazareth, the Galilee of Judea, and I've read all that already, so let me jump ahead. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to the firstborn son and wrapped him in what? Swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger. So here they are in a manger. Is this a hospital? No. It's just a humble little place. And after he was born, the Bible goes on to say, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. And he says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And then all of a sudden, there was a great host of angels around them. And they were praising God. And they were saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Then these shepherds, after the angels left, went to the manger. And what did they find? They found Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. But do you remember way back in the Garden of Eden, God said that this was going to happen. But the reason that this baby was going to be born was for what? One day he would what? One day he would die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So wise men came to see Jesus when he was little, and wise men still seek him today. So do wise boys and wise girls. And so we ask the question, do we seek him? I'm going to tell you a little story that somebody stole my thunder already this morning. But let's imagine red for a moment. And red is a picture of, or a color of blood. It also reminds us of sin. And when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, sin affected all of us, and all of us were guilty of sin. And the wages of sin is death, we are told. White is a color of purity, of cleanliness. But what happens when you bring these two together? You get a candy cane. And Isaiah tells us, he says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And so the candy cane is kind of a reminder of us that in order for me to be white like snow, to be pure, Jesus had to do what? He had to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And so he went and he died on Calvary that my sin could be forgiven and that I could have peace with God. Now this is a slide everybody's been looking for. And so Jesus said that whosoever comes to him can find life and life more abundantly. And so I've got a candy cane that's bigger than the one you got earlier. And I'm going to give you each a candy cane. And so as you look at this candy cane and take it home with you, and then finally you'll eat it, just remember that Christmas reminds us that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. But Jesus wasn't just a baby. He was going to be the Savior. And in order to save us, we had to be forgiven of our sins, the sin that came into the world through Adam and Eve, and he had to shed his blood. So he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that I might be white, that I might be pure, that I might be holy. And I hope that each of you boys and girls know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I hope that you have accepted him into your life, and I hope that the parents have as well. And if you've never done that, today would be a great day to do that. You could talk to mom and dad or maybe grandpa and grandma, or I'll be glad to talk with you. But each of us have to come to the point in our life where we have to admit that we have sinned. We've all sinned against God. And because of that, we need to be forgiven. And that's why God sent his son to die or to be born, that we might remember him at this time. But he was born that he might die, that our sins might be forgiven. And all we have to do is come to God and say, God, I know I've sinned against you. I've told a lie. I've had bad thoughts. I haven't obeyed mom and dad. I've done things that were wrong, and I want to be forgiven. And I know that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary for me, and I want him to be my Lord and Savior. And if you do that, you become his child, and he washes your sin away, and he makes you pure in his sight. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this morning and for this time together, and I pray that each of us might appreciate your love and your gift to us, that you gave your only begotten Son. And I pray that this candy cane might remind us that in order for us to be pure and forgiven, blood had to be shed, and Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for us for that purpose. And I pray that each boy and girl here knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I pray that the adults here as well do also. And if not, that maybe we've been reminded today that there is a cost for our sin and that we need to be forgiven and that each one would come to know him as Lord and Savior. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen.